بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، الحمد لله. Today we continue to read through some of these ahadith found in this book of Muharra by Ibn Abd al-Hadi and the explanation of Sheikh Zayd al-Madkhali rahimahullah. And we have the next hadith, which is the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man mat wa alayhi siyam صام عنه وليه. And so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that whoever dies whilst it's upon him to complete a fast or to complete fasts, then his wali, his guardian, fasts in his place. This narration is muttafaq alayhi, yani that is found in both Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. And Sheikh Zayd mentions that this hadith is a dalil ala mashru'iyyat al-qada' al-sawm amal man mat wa alayhi sawm. And so this hadith is a proof, na'am, that you can make up the fast for the one that has passed away. So you make up the fast on their behalf. And there's some detail in relation to that. And Shaykh Zaini mentions, "When mat wa alayhi sawm al-nadhr, azam bihi nafsahu ayyam al-hayat, wa lam yumkin wafa bihi, fa inna ala wali min aqrab al-nas ilayhi an yasum anhu." And so, if an individual, for example, now the fast that he has to complete up is the fast of the nadhr, so he made a vow to fast, and he's not able to complete that before his death, then the wali, the guardian, makes up that fast on him or on his behalf. All we understand from this, from the narration and from the mention of the wali, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the wali, ya'ani, the person's guardian in relation to, for example, the father. Now, however, it is what we refer to as the aqrab al-nas ilayk, are those that are closest to your relation. And so what they refer to in English generally is the next of kin, that the person that is closest to your relation, and they should make up the fast on your behalf. So if the person in this scenario here, he has made a vow and he hasn't made up that fast for the vow, then aqrab al-nas ilayk yasum anhu, the closest people to him fast on his behalf. لأنه دين لله عز وجل فوجب قضاؤه. And so the reason for that is a dain, it's a debt that a person has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so because it's a debt that he has, that to make up that fast, then he must, yani, it must be made up by someone on his behalf if he has not made it up before his death. And so this is in relation to the fast of the nadhr. Na'am, just as if a person had a deen, a normal debt. Na'am, a person has a debt. We understand that the first thing that are done with the wealth of the deceased is that it's used to pay for their debts. Na'am, before anything else. Before it's even divided, na'am, amongst their relatives in inheritance, the wealth is used to pay off the debts first. And so this fast that needs to be made up is considered to be from those debts. Even though it's not monetary, it still needs to be made up because he's made the vow to fast. Naam, and he wasn't able to complete it. Naam. And Sheikh Zayd mentions, Ben, wa aham, that this particular fast that needs to be made up is considered to be even more important than the debt that a person needs to pay. Yani, at any point, and needs to be paid on their behalf. Why? Because this day that we refer to here is a debt with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made a vow, yeah, they essentially a promise to their Lord Azza wa Jalla that they're going to do this action. So it needs to be done. Now, either they do it themselves, or if they're not able to because they're prevented by death, then it's done, it's made up on their behalf. Now that debt is made up on their behalf. So, when كان الصوم الذي مات عنه صاحب الواجب بأصل الشرع وقد أمكنه القضاء ولكنه قصر في ذلك فإنه يطعم عنه من تركته. And so, we mentioned the first type of fast, which was the fast of the vow. The second fast, that is a fast that is obligatory in the usul al-shar'. So it's originally obligatory in the religion and legislation. So for example, what? Fast Ramadan. Nah, fast Ramadan. That's cool, like the open goal. It's an easy one. We're doing it already. Nah. So essentially the fast of Ramadan is obligatory in the Sharia. Nah. It's not the same as the vow. Why? Because the vow is not obligatory for the person to do. Then when he makes that vow, he makes an obligation upon himself. In this case, it's the original obligation of the fast of Ramadan, for example. Now, or to make up the fast of Ramadan. Now, come on. Ala kullin, if the individual has a fast for month of Ramadan to make up, ولكنه قصر في ذلك, and he fell short in relation to making it up. So he had ample time to make up those fasts that he missed for Ramadan, for example, but he doesn't make them up. Now, then, in this regard, as Sheikh Zaidi mentioned, for each day that he needs to fast, his relatives, those that he's left behind, pay to feed for every day the miskin. Now, pay for every day to feed the poor individual that they need to make up. Now, and so, as for the one, لَمْ يُمْكِنْهُ الْقَضَاءِ بَلْ تُوَفِّي قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا قَضَاءَ عَلِهِ. And as for the one that was not able, to make up those fasts, فَلَا قَضَاءَ عَلِهِ. There's nothing to be made up in that regard. Now, and so this, here, barakallahu fikum, is a distinction that is made. So you have an action which is obligatory. A fast is obligatory. And a fast which is obligatory is of two types. Naam. Fast which is obligatory is of two types. You have the fast which is obligatory, which is an obligation for the asl al-shar. Naam. So it's originally obligatory in the Sharia. For example, the fast of Ramadan. Naam. If a person dies before making up those fasts, what happens? What does he do? Barakallahu fiik. Let's see who's awake.
The Wali.
Well, he has to make up the fast?
No, we said.
You asking me? Or? That's why I asked the question. To make sure it was...
Yeah.
The eyes are open, but maybe that is... The eyes are... You're sleeping with eyes open, maybe. Allah Alam. So there's two types of obligatory fast, right? The one that's obligatory from the Asl al-Shar'ah. Naam, in the Asl al-Sharia. You need the fast for Ramadan. You realize that. Then you have the fast which... Naam, is not obligatory in its asul. However, you made the obligation upon yourself because you made the vow. Now you made a vow to fast. So now you made it obligatory upon yourself. So the first one, where, for example, the fast of Ramadan, the person, he passes away before he makes up those fasts. What is done in that regard?
As you said, his next of kin or his wali will make up for those fasts.
The next of kin make up for those fasts. How?
Feed the miskin.
So in the Ramadan fast. Is that in every case? If they were able to make up for the fast, however they fell short, naam, I say they left it too long, and then they end up passing away. Then the next of kin pay for their fast. Naam. That's if they were able to make up for it and they were negligent in relation to making it up. As for the one that wasn't negligent, he wasn't able to make it up. death caves him before he's able to make it up. Then what? There's nothing to make up. Man, there's nothing to make up. So that's for the fast Ramadan. Then as for the nazar, the vow, then what do we say? The next of kin, what do they do? They fast on Israel. They fast. So the next of kin, they fast in place of that. Why? It's a debt. It's a deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the distinction between the two. Allah ta'ala knows best. And that, alhamdulillah, is just some of the tafsir, some of the detail in relation to the makeup of the fast for the individual that can't make up for themselves. And some of them also mention that it's not necessarily that the person has died and they can't make it up, but if now their circumstance changes, essentially they have a change in their health, and so they have a sickness that prevents them from making up those fasts, then the same ahkam, the same rulings apply as well. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. Fajzakumullah khaira. Wa barakallahu feekum. Wa sallallahu wa barak an nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.